our soul, heavenly portal. So my question is that, is it easy, how to make this, is it easy to change the one's fate in which he is born with? What are the sort of impediments a person has to face when he has changed from one faith, very understanding to religion, or maybe this part? And you are lacking that. But the what sort of struggle has to go through?
Well, I don't think that your question is the way you phrased it is the way I'm going to answer. Because Krishna consciousness is not a faith that you can change, you know, from Hindu to Christian or Christian to Muslim. Krishna consciousness is the constitutional position of the living entities, the original consciousness of the living entity. And therefore we say, you can remain Hindu or Christian or Muslim, but add this, and you'll become a better Hindu or Christian or Muslim. Because the goal of every bona fide religion is to develop love for God. And this will help you to develop love for God. So this is not a question of changing your label. That I take off the Hindu label and I put on the Christian label. But this is coming to your original consciousness. So if you want to convert from Hindu to Christian, you don't mind, as long as you're Christian conscious. But generally, being a Hindu, not a Mayavadi, but, you know, the culture is more supportive of Krishna consciousness. But I don't see any gain from changing the label. You know, you were born Hindu, you raised Hindu, you're used to it. So I would say just add Krishna consciousness. As far as the box, that's not my field of expertise. My experience is if you surrender to Krishna, serve Krishna, Krishna takes care. Just today I heard a story, of course it's a different story, but there is a devotee at IIT, I think in Hawaii, who he was like teacher at IIT. And as I heard the story, he was offered 1 crore of rupees by Google if he would do a certain job for them. And he declined. Then he was offered, I don't know, 33 lakhs, some other big organization to do a job for them. And then he was inclined to accept it. But then IIT said that, you know, you finished your studies here, you have to leave. And he said, but I'm not going to leave because I've been given an offer professorship. And I forget what the pay is, but not that much. And so he gave up all of these lucrative financial offers to teach at IIT. So someone asked him, why did you make that decision? I think maybe he gets 10,000 a month, but they do give him accommodations. Nobody can understand why did you do that. Who would give up a quarter of rupees to get a job of 10,000 rupees a month? Then he said to that devotee, do you know the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita? And then the conclusion is that those who preach the message of Krishna are Krishna's dearmost devotees. So he said that if I take up a job for Google or any big company, I won't have the opportunity to preach. But if I stay at IIT, I can preach to some of the best people in India. And 10,000 plus, they give me a housing or whatever, maybe a car. It's enough. It's enough for me to live. So, everything is a matter of desire and priority. And that was his priority. So, each of us sort of has to decide for ourselves how much important is Krishna consciousness to us. But if we give Krishna consciousness lesser importance, we should be prepared to face the consequences, which could be repeated birth and death, old age, disease. So, by my calculation, Krishna consciousness is the best investment of my time and energy. After I joined, my father was a wealthy person, and he offered me, three different occasions, in different ways, he offered me $1 million, which back then was like $50 million. If I would, he didn't even say give Krishna consciousness, but just come home. And I refused, because I felt that what I was getting in Krishna consciousness was much more valuable. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was seeking a kingdom. And when he actually saw the Lord, and the Lord asked him to accept some benediction, he didn't want any benediction. And the Lord said, but what about your kingdom? You came to the forest and performed austerities to get your kingdom. Now what about your kingdom? And Yuga replied, Swami Kritartho Sneevaram Nayache. That kingdom was like a piece of broken glass. And getting you is like the most valuable, precious jewel. So I'm millions of times satisfied. I'm fully satisfied. And I do not want any boon from you. So that's any rich person, if you ask him, are you satisfied? He's not satisfied. John Paul Getty at one time was the richest man in the world. And a reporter asked him, Getty, what can you give us your philosophy of life in one word? He said, yes, do you want my philosophy of life in one word? Yes, I can give it. More. M-O-R-E. That is the philosophy of life. Which means he was never satisfied. He always wanted more. It means in a way he was poor. He was a beggar. And Dhruva Maharaj, Swami Kritartho Sneevaram Nayache, fully satisfied. And I wanted you. And more. And you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can you do that once more time?
He will only want to appear in a place that's completely pure. So Srimad Bhagavatam describes that Krishna's father, Vasudeva, his mind was completely pure. Completely pure means Shuddha Sattva or Vasudeva. Sometimes that state is called Vasudeva. So Krishna first appeared in the mind of Vasudeva. Then Vasudeva transferred Krishna to the pure mind of Devaki. And then Devaki appeared to be pregnant. And then Krishna manifested himself. Now this question, how, can only be answered to an extent. Srila Prabhupada said that we can answer who, what, where, why. But you cannot answer how. If I ask you, how does your hair grow? Can you answer? No, you can't answer. No one can answer. So, but we can say, you know, you enter the pure mind of Vasudeva, and then from the pure mind of Vasudeva is transferred to the pure mind of Devaki. But when he came out, when he appeared, he was like a full adult, you know, like with four arms and Vishnu. And out of their parental affection, out of their love for him, feeling they're his parents, they felt that if Kamsa sees that, sees him in that form, that Kamsa will want to kill him. So then he converted himself into the form of a baby. And then Vasudeva somehow got out of the prison and took him across the room and left him in Gokul with Mother Yashoda. And he took, could Mother Yashoda had also just given birth to a baby, so he took her baby back to the prison in the third.
Nagaradamaraki!
Jai!
Nagaradamaraki!
Jai!
Okay, Dharma Jai, the Manikra.